Now, my friends, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish gives me lots and lots of music to choose from. Various types and styles and genre of Irish music. Now, here's another type that it isn't played too often. First of all, it's performed by a group called Anuna. They are very, very good singers. They have some wonderful arrangements. And it's a bit modern to some people's ears, but I like their arrangement of this well-known song, I Dreamt, I Dwelt in Marble Halls. And take a listen to the harmonies here. Gorgeous. Anuna and I Dreamt I Dwelt in Marble Halls. Now for a group that we feature, well, quite often on Sounds Irish. That's Celtic Woman. Now, unfortunately, they don't spend too much time here in Ireland, but they tour around the world and do very well. Very talented young ladies. And they're singing here all about the rambling Irishman.
I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's the happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Lough Erin.
But to live poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Right, tan-tan-na, tan-tan-na. Tantanarandi.
The night before I sailed away, I spent it with my darling from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning.
And when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms. And you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana,
very first night I slept on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well she pleased my fancy.
But when I awoke from my sleep, and I found my bosom empty, well, you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana, dear.
When we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia.
So let every lad link with his lass, blue jacket and white trousers. And let every lass link with our lad, blue petticoats and white flounces.
Right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana,
right, tantanana, tantanana, right, tantanana.
Yes, I know, I said, very talented young ladies, and so they are, but they were joined there by some of their friends, and listening to it, it sounds as though they were joined by members of the Voice Squad, which is a very talented group also, but they were singing Rambling Irish Man, Right Tantanana. I think the last time I played a version of that, it was by Dolores Keane, and I think also that Anne-Marie O'Riordan recorded at some stage. I want to give you something unusual now. It's a recording of a song that you all know so well. It's Galway Bay. But it's played for us here by the Artane Boys Band, joined by the RTE Light Orchestra. And it makes a wonderful sound. Have a listen to their version of Galway Bay.
Thank you.
for the price of one there. First of all, you got the gentle sound of Galway Bay, and then they moved up from Galway right up to the northwest to dear old Donegal. That was the Artain Boys Band, accompanied by the RTE Light Orchestra. Well, regular listeners will know that we could hardly have a Sounds Irish programme without Foster and Allen. I'm a big fan of this duo. I think they're very, very talented. And listen to this lovely song telling us all about the green hills of Ireland.
Over the moorland and over the lea, across the Atlantic, oh, what do I see? The high hills of Antrim, the coastline of Clare, the green fields of Ireland will welcome me there. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. I stand by the harbour, oh what do I see? A great ocean liner is waiting for me. There's young people leaving for lands far away. All we ask is the right for to go or to stay. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. I pray that the end of the troubles will come. We'll bury the hatred along with the gun. And the neighbour, once my enemy, will call me his friend. And the green fields of Ireland will be peaceful again. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland.
Well, of course, you noticed my mistake. It's the green fields of Ireland. But nevertheless, it was good there from Foster and Allen. Now, here's a song. Believe it or not, it's not very often sung here in Ireland, but I've heard it sung in places like London, Liverpool, New York and Boston. And people like to think of this as a lovely Irish song. It's one of the most popular songs on Sounds Irish when I get requests. This is the lovely version of Bing Crosby telling us the sad story of Eileen. Now, to get the message, you have to listen to the lyrics.
In a town on the sea by the castle Dunning, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, await for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May. And faith, 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind, singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They say that her heart, it was broken in two, the lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind, singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen.
Sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing. I'm a liberty boy that I'll never deny, and I love the old town I was born in, and I rue the day that I sailed away on a gray November morning. Oh, my love, shed a tear as we stood on the pier, but I told her I had to be going. You're my treasure and pearl, and my own darling girl, but my wild oats I had to be sowing. But I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there. Well, I've seen all of the sights and this great world's delights, and I've sailed from Vancouver to Dover, and I've hunted the whale, and I've weathered the gale. Now my rope and days are all over, for I miss Moor Street smell and the old lippy swell and the pigeon house lights in the evening and Dolly Mount Strand, where we walked hand in hand and we watched while the mail boat was leaving. Oh, I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there.
That was nice. A gentle track from Dermot O'Brien and Sailing Home to Dublin City. Well, we're moving from Dublin City, and guess where we're going? The most sung about county in Ireland, yes. Once again, we were up there earlier, if you remember, from the Artane Boys Band, and they were giving us dear old Donegal. Well, here, Daniel O'Donnell is Destination Donegal.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and destination Donegal. I would make my way from Mallon to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasle and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call, there beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. Oh, Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. I would make my way from Mallon to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasle and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call, there beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
Destination Donegal. Friends, was it last week or the week before that I played you the bluegrass version of Danny Boy? I want to play you another version of it. It's rather long and it'll take us to the end of the programme, but it's a lovely version. We all know the song so well. Listen to how the Burns sisters treat Oh Danny Boy.
Oh Danny Boy, pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer
and kneel and say,
I thought that was lovely. The Byrne Sisters and Oh Danny Boy. Well, friends, that's our programme for this week. This is Joe Wallace saying I hope you enjoyed it. May good God bless you and yours and, of course, me and mine. And until we're together again next week with another Sounds Irish programme, Joe Wallace saying take care of yourselves. God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.